Chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Steve Stevenson. How you doing on this fine evening, Steve Stevenson?
I'm doing all right. But yeah. You know what would make it better? If it was the glorious decade known as the 90s.
The 90s were the greatest times and the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness.
I like where you're going with that.
It was the age of... can't fucking remember. It's Tale of Two Cities. They made us memorize like the first fucking paragraph.
Never even heard of this.
Oh my
Tale
god.
Tale of Two Cities.
Tale of the book?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Yeah, you fucking have. Nope. You lying
true
shit.
True story. Nope. Never.
A Tale of Two Cities?
No.
So you don't know Cindy Carton?
Did this come out in the 90s?
Tell me more about these 90s.
Who is this Cindy Carton? She doesn't sound like a good person.
Hello, Cindy Cotton. Would you like a cotton?
Oh, I have no clue why this is funny. Is it a book?
It's a book.
Okay.
It's like it's classic literature, man.
Classic. Like when you say classic, are you like Fahrenheit 451?
God, yeah, I suppose so. The books that fucking teachers make you read.
That wasn't one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought everybody read a Tale of Two Cities. Well, anyway, it's this book about this guy. And he looks like this other guy who comes from another city, and they like switch places and shit.
Oh, much like the 90s movie Face Off with Nick Cage and John Travolta. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I close?
Yes.
They just don't swap faces.
Well, one of them dies. Well, yeah, one of them dies at Face Off too, so yeah.
Want to know how he dies?
Actually, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit.
It's a modern day retelling, really.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It is a far, far better thing I go to. I don't remember the rest. I'm not a literature person. Well, I don't want to say I'm not a literature person. I like reading, but I like reading what I want to read. Like,
yeah.
I want to read Sammy Hagar's biography.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to read A Tale of Two Cities.
Right.
Or The Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
Or
no,
any of that
no.
stupid shit.
I'd rather read The Dirt by Motley Crue.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the Making of Star Wars.
Which
the picture
one?
Book.
The pop-up picture
the pop-up.
Book.
And it's just George Lucas with two middle fingers that pop up.
Oh. Joke's on you.
Did you watch that interview with George Lucas? This has nothing to do with the 90s. But technically, a Star Wars movie did come out in the 90s.
Yeah.
George Lucas,
he
did that interview where he was talking about, like, Charlie Rose was like, so what happened with, like, when you sold Star Wars to Disney? He's like, well, you know, I really wanted, I wanted it to go to charity, and I was ready to move away from it, and I thought that they were the best people to put it in the hands of. And Charlie's like, you regret it, though. And he's like, I sold them to the white slavers. And then he just like laughs, and I'm just like, wow, you can't fucking say that.
No.
And then like he got shit for it and had to like apologize. And I'm like, of course, like that's the most like racist fucking like you sold your company for $4 billion, gave it all to charity, and then you're like talking about Disney being white slavers. Not that they aren't. Let's be honest about that. They are very, very racist.
Mm-hmm.
But.
That's so true.
It is. They are incredibly.
You ever seen the cartoon Song of the South?
Mm-hmm. I love that movie. I don't care what anybody says, and I'm being dead serious when I say this.
You're
I love
so much
that
shit.
Movie. I do. Here's why. Because it is so innocent. In everything
I almost
it
just
does.
Spit out all the beer in my mouth. I almost lost it.
It is so, like, you almost don't want to believe that it's racist. Because you're watching it, and it's, like, the live-action part, and it's an adorable little kid, like, skipping through the streets. And then, like, Aunt Jemima comes out, and she's like, "Law, you best get home now." And he's all like, okay, everything's fine. This is a normal relationship. Free labor for nobody. And I'm just like, okay, maybe they just thought it was different. Like, maybe there was a miscommunication here, you know? Like, this ain't so bad.
Yeah.
And then, like, it goes to, like, cartoons, and they all have, like, oh, best be back now here, like, voices. And I'm like, good. Representation is an important thing in Hollywood.
We did state stereotypes were a thing. of the
stereotypes
show.
Stereotypes are a thing, but they're a thing in any capacity, you know?
You can't laugh at a stereotype.
Yes.
Then you're too serious.
Yes.
Too serious with yourself.
Agreed.
Too serious with life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably miserable to be around.
I'm not racist. I promise.
Yeah, I Ryan's really good with his money. So does it make him a Jew? I don't know. Is that an insult? No, I think that's a compliment.
I think it's one of the highest compliments.
Yeah.
Who Steven doesn't Spielberg is rich. Yeah. Man, you want to talk about the Jew zone in Hollywood? You look at fucking DreamWorks Pictures, SKG, and tell me.
Speaking of the 90s and Spielberg, that was probably his best decade.
What did he make? He made Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
He made Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
He made The Lost World.
Oh, The Lost World.
He made...
stuff with Tom Cruise, like, right?
Oh, no, he didn't do anything with Tom Cruise in the 90s.
No?
No, the first one he did, I think, with
Tom
Cruise.
I'm thinking Jerry Maguire.
No. No.
No, he didn't do Jerry Maguire.
Steve, help me help you. Oh, fuck.
Back to the Future, right?
No, that's 80s.
It came out
in
90. Yeah, but the last one came out in 90.
The last one came out
in
90, yeah.
The birth of the 90s was that movie.
I think so, too.
That's what set the trend for the rest of the...
That movie is so fucking... Like, people... Like, that whole series. Like, people don't give 2 and 3 enough credit, but those movies are fucking awesome.
They're good. They're just
as
good.
I love those fucking movies. They're like, well, it's not as good as the first one.
Those people can suck...
Yeah.
They can suck a dick.
Yes.
They can suck Bernie Sanders.
I see Bernie Sanders to suck the disc. That's a callback. It's the same thing with Ghostbusters. People hate Ghostbusters too.
I love it.
It's the same
I love it too. It's one. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it just as much as the first one. I don't know why people
Agreed.
Are.
Agreed. I think in some ways it's funnier than the first.
Yeah. Bill Murray. It was a game.
Yes.
You got more screen time. Better. Like it was good.
Yes. Yes, I love that bit that he does at the beginning where it's like World of the Psychic.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you're saying that aliens came down and they met you at a bar at the Holiday Inn. I think it was a spacecraft made to look like the Holiday Inn. That's funny. Man, I haven't seen that movie in years.
We should watch that sometime.
We should. Mm. We should.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's a great movie. Hey, the 90s.
Yes.
That movie came out in 1989, not the 90s.
There's a movie called The 90s, made in 89?
Is there?
Are you just fucking with
me? No, I'm saying Ghostbusters 2 came out in 1989, and then the 90s happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very true.
Talk about some of the... You have some scribblings. Tell us about your etchings. Tell us about your art.
My art?
Yeah, what have you scribed? What have you scribed on that tablet there?
No dicks this time.
No dicks
no
this time?
No dicks this time. I like to draw dicks.
Okay, good.
Dicks, by the way, are very
90s. Dicks are 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah. If the, you know, they went out of business, right?
Dick's Sporting Goods?
No, they're still
You're afraid. Thinking of Gander Mountain.
Gander Mountain.
Gander Mountain.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway, I wrote down... you know how, like, fidget spinners are a thing now?
Yeah.
Remember that little eagle you could balance on your finger?
I do.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Or the Trix spoons that would change colors?
Yes. 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 In the Trix boxes.
Yeah, they were purple. And then,
fuck. I remember those. I was amazed. Milk at a cold temperature makes this turn red.
Yeah. It's like, what?
That's like the height of science.
Can a fidget spinner do that?
I feel like, exactly. I feel like a lot of the 90s was taking a lot of those like dream toys that the 80s kids had and just making them better.
Yeah.
Like taking
They're
like.
Perfected.
Yes. Yes. And that's what like the 80s kids have been like, oh, well, we had Rubik's Cubes. And the 90s kids are like, we had a fucking color changing
spoon.
We had
a Bop It.
Yeah, we had a Bop It. We had all this cool shit, so fuck you. And the 80s kids are like just secretly jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You have some more etchings. Tell us about your etchings.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Fidget spinners.
Oh.
We were on that topic. How those are a thing now.
Yeah.
And then what else are we talking about? I'm sorry.
The eagle.
The eagle.
I didn't know what they were when in the 90s when they were around. I just thought they were just plastic bird toys.
Right.
I didn't know you're supposed to balance them on your finger.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. You spoke about abacuses.
I did. I mentioned abacuses.
It's a word I haven't heard in probably 15 years.
I remember like reading in a book, like, and this is only the type of thing that you could get from a textbook when you're a kid in that era when it was almost like technology was just coming about, like the internet was a thing and computers and shit. Only in a textbook from that era could you get something like this.
Yeah.
They were like, it was like first grade, like a math book. There are three ways of counting and adding numbers. The first way, counting with your hands. The second way, the first way, mental math. The second way, use a calculator. The third way, abacus. And I'm like, and they're like explaining like how you do an abacus, yeah. Like you move the stuff over to add. And I'm like, why would you waste time when you could just use a calculator?
Yeah. Why do I need to know this ancient way of counting?
Right, right. Yeah. Now, I get mental math because obviously in the adult world, you're going to have to add like change and shit like that. But like fucking, you're going to try and talk about like, you're going to mention abacus. Like, I understand like it was like a transitionary time,
mm-hmm.
but like abacus, really?
I also wrote down on this etching, interview with a vampire.
Interview with a vampire.
And you have something to say about it?
A tidbit. So because I used to be a real bitch when I was a kid, so I didn't watch any.
real bitch.
I really was. I didn't watch any horror movies. Like I didn't. And part of that was because of my parents, because they're like, this is too intense for you. And I'm like, I could handle it.
You could have handled Brad Pitt sucking some necks.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what this is. So I had a period between like high school and like college when I was just like, I'm going to watch every fucking horror movie
and
watch all the classics.
Gotta make it, yeah.
Exactly. So I did. And one of the movies I watched was Interview with a Vampire. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I get done with like watching like Dracula from like 1932. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I want the sock, yeah, blah.
Yeah.
And then like I turn on Interview with a Vampire and I'm like, okay, it's Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is a vampire. And Brad Pitt is making some odd faces at him. And what's going on? And then he's like monologuing like, I really admired Lestat. What an amazing man. Full of life. And I'm like, there's like a weird vibe going on.
Yeah, oh, there was a weird vibe.
And then 20 minutes into the movie, they start making out with each other and shit.
I forget about that.
Wow, like that's okay. So I now see that the undertones have become overtones. Now vampirism is like, there's always like a sexual thing associated with it. You know what I mean? Like they.
Unless you're watching that one with the kid. you know what I'm talking
the
about.
Little
the little vampire. Which is very 90s, by the way.
Oh my God. My sister loved that movie. I hated that fucking movie.
I hated it
too.
It's
so stupid because I hate that little kid. Yeah. He's all like, I'm a vampire.
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He grew up to be a real creeper.
Is he?
Yeah.
I could see that.
The 90s ruined that
Remember,
kid.
Remember, I'm the little kid with the glasses. Stuart Little.
Jerry Maguire.
Right. God.
I don't even know why I know his name.
You know what's... That's a great recall, though. I'll tell you what. If you know who's the same? Jake Lloyd.
Don't know who
from,
it is.
He's the little Anakin from Phantom
Menace.
Oh,
yeah. He got arrested for like...
Did he?
Yeah, look it up.
For what?
He got arrested for meth and like the speed chase.
No shit.
Yeah, he looked like he was straight out of West Virginia backwoods.
He does. They did it. This was probably like 10 years ago almost, but they did an interview with him where he was at a high school and he was just sitting on the bleachers. And they were like, so Jake, like, what do you think about all this success that happened like 10, 12, 15 years ago? And he's like, it's like the same voice of like, are you an angel? But it's like deeper, and he's all like, yeah, I really hate Star Wars because it really ruined my life. Like, everybody always makes fun of me and calls me Anna Bitch. And they're just like, so you really aren't like a fan? And he's like, yeah, I stopped going to the conventions because all the fans, like, they make fun of me. And I'm like, wow, dude, like, you're part of something great. And I understand, like, he did it at a very young age. He probably, like, people gave him shit all the time. Like, that's really rough. But you got to take the right lessons from that. You got to be like, holy shit, my legacy is there forever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what I think. What matters is that there's an audience of people who saw me. So, I don't know. But anyway, he's a real dick now. Same with Edward Furlong.
Yeah, you know.
Another 90s kid.
Yeah? Pet Sematary?
No! You just can't go around killing people, okay? That's a pretty good Edward Furlong.
Yeah, he was... Oh, what else was he in?
Hey!
It was Pet Sematary, Terminator.
And that's it.
There was another one.
Did he do something else?
He did a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, you're thinking of American History X.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah,
he did that. Was actually a very solid movie.
Really good movie. Yeah. I think that was the point where he, like, went off.
I think shortly after that, I was watching a show, and they said that he went into a... He was a member of PETA, and he went into a grocery store and, like, tried to free the lobsters. Like, he tried to free the lobsters out of the lobster tank. Like, this is murder. Where's he going to put these lobsters? Where's he going to free these lobsters?
And what?
It wasn't very well thought out.
What happens to a person to where you're like,
I gotta free these lobsters.
At this fucking giant eagle.
Speaking of lobsters,
yeah,
Mr. Krabs, SpongeBob, 1999.
Right?
Yeah.
I fucking love SpongeBob.
I watched the very first episode, the premiere. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember waiting for it because they built up for it. I remember sitting down watching it. And my mind was blown.
It's like, it's such a funny fucking show.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like...
Well, maybe not now, but, like, the first 5 years were solid.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Yeah, exactly. But, like, everybody remembers those first three seasons, and everybody, like... I mean, those, like... They hit, like... Like, that's the net... That's the current day, like, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
What they hit with that.
Yeah.
Like, everybody always talks about Looney Tunes back in the day, but, like,
SpongeBob.
For us, it was SpongeBob.
SpongeBob,
Rugrats?
Rugrats is good too.
Rugrats is
Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's
I think the same people made SpongeBob. A lot of the same people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All those old, like, Nickelodeon people and shit. That would have been a great time. You almost wish you could find some sort of, like, movement. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause that, like, brief, like, bubbling up of real awesome stuff in the 90s. Like, you want to be a part of something like that where you were like, that's my legacy, my scene. Right,
that was my...
Yes.
I helped create this that set the tone for the next...
For a generation. That's what people who did SpongeBob did. They didn't intend it, but suddenly they just inspired, like, everyone our age and even, like, kids today.
Well, you don't get a lot of the humor. The humor that was in those cartoons is lost now.
Right.
Like, I mean, like, you had Rocko. His friend Heifer. He was a cow raised by wolves.
Right.
And you really had to think about that to be funny, but it would have been funny and I would have noticed it, but kids today probably wouldn't get it.
No, which is a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
It's sad. Mm-hmm. It's sad. I'm drawing a teardrop next to the penis. I did draw while we
you
were talking.
You did draw a penis, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't really look like a teardrop next to the penis.
It almost, like, from my angle, it almost looks like a seal.
A seal. I can see it.
I mean the singer seal.
Oh, yeah.
No, I do mean the
animal. It is shaded.
What do you think about seal?
Ugly as fuck, obviously. That's been talked about for years. Also 90s.
He's
a product
90s.
Of the 90s.
Yeah.
Didn't he date some supermodel?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm pretty sure he did. Heidi Klum?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Seal.
Yeah.
I don't know a thing.
He's got
about
lupus.
Seal. Really?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty sure.
Really?
He's got the lupus.
Damn. The loops?
He's loopy.
He's loopy for Fruit Loops.
Does anybody know what happened to his face?
Seal?
Yeah.
I can barely even picture it.
Really?
Like, I could picture fucking Barry Manilow and his, like, shaved legs on the, like, fronts of albums when I was a kid, but I can't picture Seal.
He's like a Taye Diggs, but, like, with, like, It looked like his face got bit by a Rottweiler on each side.
Gotcha. Well, that's not a kiss from a rose at all.
It's called herpes. You should get it checked out.
Is that all we got for the 90s?
I mean, we can come back to this at a later episode, but good. I think this is good. Mm-hmm. I think we covered the 90s all well. Decent.
And now you have a better understanding of the 90s, too.
For those of you who weren't born or lived to see the 90s, it was a glorious time.
It was a glorious time.
Mm-hmm. And everything after that kind of just went downhill.
The best of times. The best of times.
Were they really the worst times?
No.
I feel like the 90s was the only decade that really, like, didn't suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. The 80s were pretty good from what I hear.
I, like, look back at, like, 2000s.
The early 2000s weren't too bad.
Yeah. Most of the 2000s, I feel like, were kind of shit.
Yeah, they were shit. Depressing.
Yeah. Like, sad. George Bush era. Like, yeah. We're all just kind of, like, miserable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 9/11.
Yeah, that's what did it.
But George Bush did do 9/11, so.
According to Kanye West. Do you remember watching that Hurricane Katrina thing where he's like, George Bush doesn't care about black people? Yes, I mean, Mike Myers like just did a real quick look over, like, did that just fucking happen? You could tell the look on his face was like,
yes, I remember that.
The look on his face was like, oh, fuck.
Whoa.
Total sideline, like, fuck me. Did that really? Oh, man.
Yeah, like, oh, there goes my public image.
And then he did the Love Guru, so it's always
right. Right. That was worse than anything, than any look he could have given, or any comment Kanye could have made.
Nope.
Yep. I would say, though, to the Love Guru's credit,
I didn't mind it.
I don't. It's not funny.
No.
But I don't mind it, at least for like trying to do something kind of like
different.
Austin Powers-y.
Yeah.
About like, it wasn't funny, but at least it kind of like, it brought back a little bit of old, like, oh, I remember when Austin Powers was funny, you know?
Yeah.
But like, for me, the greater offense is Cat in the Hat.
Oh.
That fucking movie. My parents rented it for me. I'm 12 years old. Okay. I was 12 years old when that movie came out, and they rented it from the video store. They put it in. They made us watch 20 minutes of Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
And they thought it was going to be like funny and shit. For appropriate for a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old,
I haven't
my
seen
sister.
It. Was it not appropriate?
It's like, well, you remember Cat in the Hat, the book.
Okay. Yeah.
So like it's all like, Cat,
one thing, one,
do not sat on that.
Yeah.
Like it's, but like the movie is just like, it's like a narrator doing like, Cat came to visit. He sat on Pap or some shit. And then you're like, okay. And then it's just like Mike Myers in a creepy like suit and makeup being like, and
he tried,
it's just
he tried
like
to do Jim Carrey.
Weird. Exactly. And he tried to do Jim Carrey from
couldn't
The Grinch.
Pull it all. He couldn't pull it off.
And that's what was so like, it was just, it was so unnerving and like weird. Mm-hmm. And even my parents were like, we're going to shut this off. And I was like, good fucking call. Because I saw some shitty ass movies with like on, during family movie night. This is another reason why I probably hate my family, because I'm a big movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love movies. And my family made me watch these stupid and fucking terrible movies that I never wanted to watch. I'd be like, hey, I'd really like to see like this movie. I think it was like The Rookie or something at the time. And they were like, no, we're watching Clockstoppers tonight.
What the hell?
I'm like, that sounds fucking retarded. Or like The Incredibles or shit. Like, now, I know a lot of people love The Incredibles, but I hate The Incredibles because I was made to see it with my family. Because you got to understand my family. My family is a very, like, Leave It to Beaver, like, they just want to, like, they want to be perfect and fun, and everybody loves, like, we're a family, like, we do everything together, and it's like, ugh, like, I don't rock that way, like, I like having my own space and doing my own thing,
mm-hmm.
And so they made us watch these fucking terrible movies. Oh, what a lovely drawing.
What do you think it is?
Mike's getting graphic. Is it a spaceship?
It could be.
It's two legs with an erect penis in the middle.
North Korea.
Get ready to launch missile.
It's a little one. It's a little baby missile. Coming at you. 2 inches of Korean justice. Coming your way.
God damn. Well, hey, we should wrap up this. I didn't even get that. This has been the 90s. This has been the 90s.
It has. Hopefully there's more to come. Well, I feel like this could be a little segment.
Could be.
Future
it was acceptable in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to put out our fire.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think of everything that we've rambled on about today.
See.
Facebook.com/firesidechatter. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Good night, everybody.